Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Wednesday, July 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in Sudan, where the peace accord has many believers hoping for a new future. Former rebel leader Dr. John Garang was just sworn in as the country's vice president. Garang is a professing Christian, much to the delight of many other believers. Persecution Project's Matt Chansey says it's a pivotal time for outreach.
Christians in America have a great opportunity now in southern Sudan. If we can get in there now and really help our brothers and sisters rebuild their communities, we can establish an important Christian beachhead in the Muslim world.
Next, God is working through short-term missions in amazing ways. A team from radio station Way FM, a ministry of Cornerstone University, served in Guatemala with Buckner Orphan Care. The trip transformed each participant, and many are now contemplating major life changes toward ministry. Way FM station manager Rich Anderson.
I think everybody should go on a short-term missions trip. I think it will change your worldview. You'll realize that our God is much bigger than just this American God that we kind of put God in a box.
The team is still outside that box, raising funds to dig a well for a boys' orphanage they visited. It's part of the life change evoked by short-term missions. Go to our website to help with the well project. Finally, disputes over the results of parliamentary elections held earlier this month are plaguing Albania. Preliminary results show a change of leadership from the Socialist to the Democratic Party. And Bethany Christian Services is concerned because those in power impact the referrals of children for adoption. Bethany has worked in Albania for 14 years, helping children find adoptive families who can share the hope of Christ with them. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.